about the cultural jihad in Iran, is a subscriber to Culture Wars magazine, and still she has this fear. I mean, this is the whole point. This is why I said in Tehran, I said, fear is useless. What is needed is love. And I think President Rouhani has taken this note and put this whole discussion on a much higher, much more spiritual plane than it has existed up until now. And I think that's the solution to bring it for peace.
And how can such feelings of fear be allayed and be turned into confidence?
Well, when people like me come back alive, okay, I wasn't didn't have a bag put over my head, and I wasn't thrown in the trunk of a car. I mean, we had an intelligent discussion. We had a discussion where we could say things that are taboo throughout the rest of the world. We have more freedom of expression at a conference in Iran than any place else on the face of the earth. When the word gets out like this, it's going to cause this fear to subside, and we'll begin to realize who are the warmongers. It's the Israel lobby that's being the warmongers. It's Hollywood. It's Jewish Hollywood that are promoting this war, and we need to isolate them by exposing what their real agenda is and how this is not congruent with the interest of the American people.
Right. If you can just stand by there, Mr. Jones, Sigurd Pura. Where's the Mr. Jones there? He said he came to Iran. He had more freedom of expression than it was in the United States or any other country around the world. How is the issue of freedom of expression in Iran as a journalist?
Well, to a degree, it's good. Some things, a lot of things you can say that you couldn't maybe say on some mainstream media outlets in the Western world, certain things about how the world works and people who control things. I wouldn't say everything is perfect. That wouldn't be correct. And there are some things that need improvement. But what he said about that you can say some things, like probably what he's referring to, like things about like the Zionist Jewish lobby influencing the U.S. and or some Zionist and Jewish influence on like places like Hollywood. And or you can say that to a certain degree, but you couldn't say it maybe as freely as you could here in some Western media or mainstream Western media outlets, maybe the alternative media outlets, you could say it more. But I also agree with him about having to have an alternative kind of media or cultural thing, something besides Hollywood. It is acting in some ways. Some Hollywood films are like a kind of cultural imperialist, having a cultural imperialist element to them, trying to promote things, trying to change people's views of thinking, think these people are good, these are bad, these ideas are good, these are bad. So yeah, they do have to be alternative, cinema, alternative, you know, just whole, yeah, like what he's saying about having a multilateral kind of cultural cinema, media, artistic world, and we really need that now, because if you see this as a kind of economic hegemony, and you can have a political hegemony, there also is this kind of media, artistic, musical, cinematic hegemony, when certain elements, much in the Western world, mostly in the Western world, and much of it in cinema, in Hollywood, but in other places too, sets a tone, say, okay, this is the discourse, this is the narrative, this is what we're all saying, and then a certain voice is not allowed in there. Like, whether that be the voice of Kashmir or Palestinians or poor people around the world in Bolivia or Africa or wherever, or, you know, different ideas are somehow suppressed. But then it's presented in a way as if those ideas are not, that's the trick of it. It's presented in a way as if those ideas are not being suppressed and there's freedom of expression. But in reality, those ideas are being suppressed. You know, they are being suppressed. For example, go on a Western network and try to explain how a handful of people have trillions of dollars in this world and half the world is making $2 or $3 a day, literally 50% of the world. Perhaps as many as 80% of the world is earning something like less than $10 or $15 a day. I try to explain, tell one of the Western media outlets we'd like to do an hour or two show on that. You probably wouldn't be able to do that. So, or they might give you a minute or so, but they wouldn't give you 20 minutes. They wouldn't give you time to elaborate on these themes or how do class structures work? How is the distribution of wealth on this planet, in this earth, much less in the United States or Canada or some Western country? And that's one of the things that they're suppressing, you know, or many other ideas in these various media and cinematic or musical or cultural, various cultural outlets. They're suppressing certain ideas, but playing it as if they're letting all, there's having a full spectrum of discussion.
Right. Indeed. All right, I'll just have like to have a final response from Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones, how do you think this whole... I mean, President Rouhani spoke about the fact that he called on the countries of the world to come together and, of course, spiritually solve issues. What do you think he meant by this?
Well, I think he was referring to what the Pope had done just a week before, calling for prayer for peace. I mean, we believers in the world believe that, well, why do we pray, right? If we don't think, if God is not going to answer our prayers or not going to listen to us, then why do we pray? I mean, we do believe that God is the ruler of the universe. I mean, both Christians and Muslims believe that. So you got a couple billion people who believe that, whose views are constantly being excluded from the discourse of the world leaders. I think this has to change. And I think it's going to change because we saw the effects of this spiritual power. And I think that President Rouhani was talking about that. That's what this needs to be brought into the discussion. This desire for peace and the desire of the believers throughout the world to pray for peace as well.
Indeed. All right, we'll leave our discussion there. Many thanks to Mr. E. Michael Jones, editor of Culture Wars online magazine from Indiana, joining us via Skype there for his thoughts. And of course, Hamid Golpirah, journalist and political commentator from Tehran, for your thoughts on the speech there by Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. Well, stay tuned to Press TV. We'll be back.